We are back. This is episode number 51 of my show, and welcome to it. We had no installation last week. We were prepping a little something special for you that we're working on. It's a surprise that you're going to see in the next couple weeks. Now, earlier, as I prepped this podcast, I was pinned down in my studio as helicopters circled the skies outside looking for a suspected burglar. A neighbor tried to pop out, tried to walk a dog or something out there, and the chopper told her to get back inside. There was a perimeter established nearby, so I understand, police perimeter. This was like 2 hours ago. It's gotten fairly quiet again, but there is no way I'm poking my pale, blinking countenance out there right now. There may be drones watching me instead. Police drones. So I may as well do a podcast all by myself. No co-host. No nothing. Just me naked to the world with the suspect on the loose, apparently, and the heat looking down on me from above in their drones. I see you, officer friendly. I may have my sound man turn the music on again later, because if I get lonely, I'll need something. I'll need to self-soothe somehow with me being all alone here in the studio. This week, one of you wrote in asking why we haven't heard from Coti Di Pablo. You know Coti Di Pablo? The actress from NCIS who just up and quit, just stepped right out of the mystery machine and left Scoob and the gang hanging. So why have we not really heard from her since she left NCIS like a year ago? Why didn't we hear from Jean Triplehorn after she left Criminal Minds? Why wasn't there some Beyonce-like statement about how we're all family and we've put that elevator incident behind us? And I'll tell you why. Somebody asked, I'm gonna tell you. Also, please, stop saying that Kim Kardashian isn't married yet. I can say with near certainty that she is married, despite her vocal fry-packed statements to the contrary. I am not Mrs. West yet. I will explain why. Plus, how many dollar bills does it take to make a Kanye West bachelor party? And also, a blind item about a very, very paranoid pop star. But let me get my rant out of the way first. Can I get my rant out of the way about Kim first? Look, by now, anybody with a pink bedazzled cell phone and an Instagram account knows that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are supposed to get married this upcoming weekend. Latest reports are that they're sending their guests to Paris, where there will be a sumptuous dinner before, if you believe the hype, everybody gets on another plane and they all jet off to Florence for the actual nuptials. Because if you're Kim Kardashian, any place you go gets real boring after an hour or something. I don't know if I buy all that hype, but I do know about celebrity weddings because I've covered them, both here and across the pond, and I'm connected with some of the most plugged-in celebrity wedding planners in the business, and I can tell you that celebrities would rather gain a pound of fat than go through the legal wedding process in France or Italy. You have to bring a whole bunch of paperwork with you. You have to bring proof of divorce. Actually, divorce is plural in the case of Kardashian. You have to show up in person to the equivalent of the public courthouse over there. I guess in France, it would be the Les Maisons de Faux Pas legal or what have you. And you have to do it pretty publicly, and it's a pain. It's a pain, even for somebody as rich as Kanye West, who probably has a line of rabbit skin sneakers called Les Maisons de Faux Pas Legal. So what do most celebrities do if they want to pull a Justin Timberlake and have a European wedding? They do a quickie civil ceremony here and then go overseas. Now, true. If Kimye had shown up at an LA courthouse to get their license, we would know because Kim would have Instagrammed the whole thing and have had the whole visit sponsored by Midori, and that did not happen. So how can I be so sure that they're already married? Because if their ceremony is really this weekend, they would have gotten their marriage license by now. And if there is no public marriage license on file in LA County, it's very likely that the couple has gotten the rare but very real confidential LA wedding license. Confidential licenses require the presence of someone who is a combination of wedding witness, notary, and wedding officiant all in one and all on the down low. The person comes to your private sanctum. You get your marriage license from this person. You then execute the marital contract right then and there. Like, you know, you don't have the sex in front of the witness, but you basically execute your marital contract. You sign it. You say, I do, right then and there, in the presence of your witness slash notary slash officiant. And that means, whether you want to admit it or not, Kim, you're already married. And you're now free to stage the multi-million dollar cash grab for E that your feverishly Botox stage mom has always dreamed of. Now, there is one other option on the table. Kim Ye could be planning to legally tie the knot with Kanye after they get back from Europe, you know, make a trip to the LA County Civil Building and make it official. But somehow I doubt that. Remember, she's literally making millions of dollars in broadcasting rights off of this cluster. So you can bet that she and whoever's going to air this Kardashian event, because that's what she calls her weddings, will want the European party to be the last thing we see. So next time Kim tweets that she isn't Mrs. West yet, she's likely lying. Because would you want to watch Kim and Kanye, a Kardashian event on E, if you knew the two were already married? Well, okay, you don't want to watch Kim and Kanye, a Kardashian event anyway, and that's why you're one of my listeners, and that's why I love you. Do I need a little music? I need something to keep me going. Self-soothe, music. Okay, read a question. Christy wrote to me via the Fame Fatale question module that's to the right of my website. She wrote, when a main cast member leaves an ongoing show, like Gene Triplehorn on Criminal Minds or Cote de Pablo last year on NCIS, you never see an exit interview or hear a peep from them. Christy asks, is that part of their contract? Are they prohibited from making statements to the press or giving interviews once they leave? If so, how long is the gag order in place? I still haven't had a word from Cote de Pablo since her NCIS exit, and it's been a year now. Here's my answer. Cote has said that she just wanted a break. She's addressed why she left, but not really. No details or anything like that. And you will likely never, ever hear about this, because if there's not a gag clause in place in her contract, and there probably is a non-disparagement clause, then she likely just doesn't want to say anything so that she looks good. Because when you start citing the reasons why you leave a show, it doesn't matter how nice you are about it. You inevitably start sounding like Charlie Sheen post 2 and a Half Men. And unless you have the clout of Charlie Sheen and can command tens of millions for a new sitcom, you keep your mouth shut so that you can work again. Do you follow so far? You know you do. Likely, though, there's a clause in her contract, or at least a strong sense of obligation to CBS, because here's a window into this world and a reason why you listen to me. Nearly every interview that a celebrity does, remember this next time you see a celebrity interview, nearly every interview that a TV or movie star does, assuming that the celebrity is at the time promoting a TV show or movie, is rubber stamped by a publicist at a network or movie studio or distributorship. Those actors, in doing those interviews, are obeying the dicta of those publicists like it's their job, because it is. The network and the studio publicists are so powerful that it's a known fact among reporters, if you want to talk to a star, if you want to interview a star right around the time that a star is promoting a new movie, you don't call the personal publicist, you don't call the agent, you don't call the manager, you call the studio publicist. You call the studio publicist and you get that studio publicist on your side first. She's the first call you make. Because if the studio publicist is down, then she calls the nasty Medusa-like personal publicist and brings her to heel, and you get your interview. There's a strong chance that Cote did not want to piss off the powers that be at CBS, and that means not pissing off the suits in publicity and other areas, and so she kept her mouth shut. Heck, she may even have a deal with CBS that she wants to preserve. Do not underestimate the power of studio and network publicists, and do not underestimate the power of CBS. If she ever wants to get another show with them that airs on CBS, best not disparage CBS. Now, before I get into just how much money will likely be spent for Kanye's bachelor party, and it is an obscene amount, a blind item. I've been feeding you blind items about a particular pop star for a few weeks now, and add this to your files, and good luck. This pop star I've been mentioning is so paranoid about being spotted by fans or the paparazzi that she has a special method of meeting up with friends at bars and clubs. She sneaks in the back way and holds up in some VIP room. That's pretty typical. What's not typical is the burqa that she wears when she does it. Then she sends out a manager or bodyguard or paid friend, because that's the only kind she has, is paid friends. She sends that person out to the main bar to wait for whatever friend the pop star is planning to meet. Then the flunky ushers the friend into the inner sanctum to bask in the presence of the pop star and her burqa. Good luck guessing who it is. I'm not going to tell you. Now, before I get out of here, I've been doing some research for Yahoo, where my column is. You can always check me out there. About celebrity bachelor parties. How they work. Who pays. And if you think the celebrity is the one who pays, then ha, 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 you have not been listening to my podcast for the past 9 years. It's usually a star's manager and record label who pay for that intimate, intimate moment. The manager and the record label who kick in, if not some famous friend. For example, I'm told by a label insider that if a big musician is getting married, the musician's manager plans the bachelor party, plans it, and then pays for it, with maybe the label throwing in some cash to pay for all the hotel rooms or the private plane or something. Not a brother, not a best friend, not a future brother-in-law. Your manager. In the case of Kanye, there's a rumor that Jay-Z might host something at his famous 40/40 club, but either way, the average cost for such an affair for celebrity men runs at least 20 grand, which, by the way, is the cost of many weddings in the United States. Just 20 grand on the low end for a man celebrity's bachelor party. There's actually a bachelor party, a celebrity bachelor party that just went down this past weekend in Punta Mita, Mexico. Celebrity, I'm still trying to figure out who it is, whose bachelor party was relatively cheap at just over 17 grand. It was an all golf kind of a thing. They all flew commercial. They all stayed at a place in Punta Mita and played golf all weekend. Yeah. According to Lindsey Green, who plans travel for celebrities, quote, the average Vegas bachelor party for a celeb will run you about 50K, while the normal folk will spend at least 5K. We're talking flights, hotel suites, alcohol, booze. As for where this whole shindig is going to go down, some people are telling me Vegas. Some people are telling me Ireland, because when I think Ireland, I think Kanye West and a pint of Guinness. Anyway, speaking of alcohol, it's time to crack open the champagne I never drank last week to celebrate my 50th episode. So I'm out of here. If you have a question for me, the femme fatale, about what really goes on in the world of Hollywood, here's how to reach me. Email me at leslie@thefemmefatale.com. Look me up on Facebook. Tweet me at famefatalesays. Or you can always go to my feedback module to the right of my homepage, www.thefemmefatale.com.
Walk the dog back inside.
And write to me that way. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you soon.